and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Come a long, long way. I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria.
I don't know if these are available all weekend, but I would say this is they're doing a bang-up job on cheeseburgers out here at the Arkansas Big Buck Classic. Emo, do I get a thumbs up?
It's great.
Let me ask you this. What do you like more, eating a cheeseburger at the Arkansas Big Buck Classic or having a snake thrown in your lap?
It's not even close. I'd rather have a cheeseburger versus a snake.
I just wanted to double-check that.
Ernie and I were talking about the problem with snakes versus dogs. See, we could take his cheeseburger and go up and feed some of it to a dog, and we could make a new friend. You could feed it to the snake, and it wouldn't do anything about making the snake more friendly to you.
No, it will eat the burger, and then it will eat your face.
That's the problem,
right.
See?
Right. See, I'm against that.
Snakes are ingrates. That's one of the many things wrong with them.
It's a good point. The folks at Landers Ford are not, though. They appreciate your business. They want you to come by and see them. They're open for business today, and the switch is on to America's favorite brand, Ford. You know what? This is a thought after your father's own heart, because if you bought a foreign vehicle, he would be very disappointed. He wants you to go to Ford. So, look, before you go buy another Toyota, a Honda, or a Nissan, get down to Landers Ford and see why America's making the switch to America's favorite brand, Ford. Just like the Pigskins Popwood. Only at the only Ford dealer that's big enough to serve and small enough to care, right there in Benton, Arkansas. That's Saline County to you and me. By the way, if somebody from Saline County is going to take home the biggest buck in Saline County, I can't wait to find out who. I wonder which county typically does better than the others.
I would guess Izzard County is probably a big one. Speaking of Ford, have you heard about their new aluminum-bodied truck?
Yes.
They make a truck out of aluminum.
Yes.
So after you drive it for like 12 years because it lasts a long time, then you trade it in to the recycling center like aluminum cans.
What you do is after you drive it for 12 years, you take it home and you wrap it around a potato and cook it.
You could.
Yes, on the stove, on the grill.
I didn't think of that.
Make the switch today. Only at Landers Ford and Benton. Get in there and get your best deals of the year. Only at the only Ford dealer that's big enough to serve and small enough to care. 501-315-4700 or go see Kelly and Mike at Landers Ford and Benton, where you get big city selection and small town atmosphere. All right, let's go to it.
Now it's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
All right, all right, all right. He's making the rounds. I have yet to see Dallas Buyers Club, but everybody I've talked to who's seen it said it is fantastic. I'm going to go see Lone Survivor first.
McConaughey, Leto.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been able to recently find some characters that I could humble myself to their humanities and then get feverishly drunk on their obsessions. And that's really been fun for me. There's a magic spot, we all know it is. There's a magic place that we as actors can get, or we at least strive to get to. And you know, we always don't get there. But boy, when we touch it, it's magic. When you're seeing the character from the inside out, when you're walking out every day, and everything you see, smell, and touch, and observe is coming through that character into you, and it's making sense, and you're the subject, you're the eye, you're first person seeing it through that character's eyes. That doesn't always happen. But boy, when it does, and it feels like they could put a blindfold on you and put you in a spaceship and take you to Neptune, and you could hop off on the planet, and they better have the sprockets rolling when you get off that spaceship because you are going to behave as your man. That is a glorious feeling.
I don't know what he's talking about, but I like it.
Somebody should have told him to not drink the bong water. That would have been good advice.
What
in the world is that crazy boy talking about?
I'm glad to see him getting some attention and getting some love. I've always liked McConaughey.
Oh, he's got mad skills, man. He can act.
Plus, he lost like an 8-year-old to play these roles. I mean, the guy is skinny as a rail.
I liked when he played Steve Wooderson in Dazed and Confused.
That is like your favorite role in the
history
of the world.
I love it. He was great.
How many times have you seen that movie?
Like 50.
And the little kid in there.
Wiley Wiggins.
Yeah, he looks
with the long hair.
He kind of looks like Nathan.
He looked like Tim Lincecum.
And he looks like Lincecum.
He does. He looks just like him.
If Nathan would grow his hair out, if you call me Trey one more time, we're fighting.
Nathan thinks he is that dude in that movie. He really believes that.
Yeah. Pat, I'm gonna have to come up with a new nickname for Ernie because he keeps calling me Trey, and I can't say the one I want to call him on the air. But
hey, I got a question.
I'm not doing my Zone Rewind yet, but that's fine. Go ahead, Todd.
You sort of look like...
What's up, Lee?
You sort of look like Trey today with your trench coat on and your...
It's not a trench coat. This is like a duster. Well, I'm feeling pretty country.
I like the way you look.
Okay,
today.
Fine. If I say yeehaw more, will you call me Justin?
No, your name is Justin, but today I just got Trey on my mind.
That's all right.
Hey, he does have really nice boots.
It could be worse.
Though.
You could be in the shower thinking about him.
See,
next up, Richard Sherman. Let's hear him talk.
I'm sorry. Real quick, what? This is for Pigskin.
But what do you reckon you're going to do?
I don't know, man. I'll probably end up signing. I just don't want to give in so easy.
Man, it's the same bullshit they tried to pull in my day. You know, if it ain't that piece of paper.
Dumb button.
Yeah. I got it.
You don't
want
to play that smooth off YouTube.
Sorry.
I was thinking, I don't think we have it in the system. Well, Is he playing that off YouTube? Turns out, yeah.
Sorry, I actually put that in the system and forgot to beep it.
That's when
we were doing the stoner film things.
Beep. Beep. Beep.
I hope this delay still works.
Well, luckily he didn't need one for Richard Sherman. He just went off, but he didn't cuss.
You, the final play. Take me through it.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best. Or I'm going to shut it for you real quick. L.O.B.
All right, before... And, Joe, back over to you.
And right about then is when I fired the Fox producer that cut away from that spectacular interview, you moron.
It could have been great if they'd have gone for, like, two more minutes.
Yeah. He was good.
Look online for the interview he did with Fox Deportes, because that's how the rest of the interview was supposed to sound. Here's a whole bunch of Sherman, because, well, frankly, there was really nothing else going on this week but him.
I'm so glad it happened like that because, you know, we've had our disagreements and I'm sure he's going to have to watch that film over and over and over. I'm glad I could send him to the Heartbreak Hotel. I'd like to also say something to the a-hole fans that write on Twitters and Facebooks and Instagrams and talk crap because we appreciate the motivation. We appreciate it. You helped us win this game, so thank you very much. Appreciate it. I was making sure everybody knew that Crabtree was a mediocre receiver, and when you try the best corner in the game with a mediocre receiver, that's what happens. Game. I really appreciate that, Cap. I appreciate you ending it like that. You know, you tried me like that. I hadn't got many opportunities all game, and if our team knew the game was going to come down to a play like that, they'd be pretty confident going into it. There's been a lot of talk from him running his mouth during the offseason and personal conversations, so I appreciate that he knows that now. We wouldn't have it any other way. You know, they're an unbelievable record-setting offense with a Hall of Fame quarterback, and you know, it's as tough as it gets in the Super Bowl. The number one defense versus the number one offense. It doesn't happen like this too often. Both number one seeds make it, so it's a testament to the hard work of both teams, and I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic game.
I told y'all Crabtree was mediocre at best. So I would never let him catch a game winner on me. This is a joke, right?
There's something he needs to worry about. There's a biblical admonition that says pride goes before a fall. He's playing some really skilled receivers and one of the best quarterbacks of all time. He could get torched this week. And if he does, folks are going to be piling on his head.
You know, I think what happened was Crabtree was talking a lot of smack to him all game. And this guy just exploded.
He hadn't cooled down yet. He needed to go and take 30 minutes and calm down a little.
They have history prior to this game, too. Right. That's the other thing. Now, the world reacted in a negative way for the most part, especially those who don't know anything about Sherman and his background. And there were things that were put out there on Twitter, as usual. And, look, you can find hate, racism, ignorance all over Twitter every single day. Sure. And when something like this happens in a high-profile game, on a big stage, you're going to get a whole bunch of it. Here's Sherman's reaction to the way the world reacted and being called a thug, which he was repeatedly by the truly ignorant who don't know much about him.
Hey, Richard, of all the backlash, the word thug, does that bother you more than any of
it? The only reason it bothers me is because it seems like it's the accepted way of calling somebody the N-word nowadays. You know, it's like everybody else said the N-word, and then they say thug, and they're like, oh, that's fine. And that's where it's kind of, you know, it kind of takes me aback, and it's kind of disappointing because they know. What's the definition of a thug, really? You know, can a guy on a football field just talking to people, you know, maybe I'm talking loudly and doing something, you know, talking like I'm not supposed to, but I'm not, you know, there was a hockey game where they didn't even play hockey. They just threw the side and started fighting. I saw that and I said, oh, man, I'm the thug? What's going on here? Jeez. So I'm really disappointed in being called a thug.
That was probably my favorite clip of the week. It's a great point too, though. I mean, he had his ammo ready.
He's not a thug. He's a big mouth.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Okay,
yeah, that's exactly
Richie
right.
Incognito's a thug.
And the thing is, I don't like guys who talk if they can't back it up. And he is truly the best at his position, or arguably the best at his position.
He just better make sure he backs it up against Peyton.
I mean, it was. Look, I think even he would admit, and he did it in another clip this week, that it was bad timing. It was the wrong setting for that particular comment, but Crabtree had repeatedly asked for it. You know, there was a charity event where it all sort of happened this summer, and then Crabtree refused him, giving him a pat on the back after the game, and which I understand. I mean, I'm sure Crabtree was a little hot still at that point as well. But
they need to do one of those Jose Canseco charity boxing matches with each other. I'd pay to watch that.
I'd much rather watch that than the Pro Bowl. We got any Klein from yesterday?
Need some help. A little help here.
You guys don't serve any Bobcat at Corky's, do you?
We'll barbecue.
Really? All right. What holiday would Bobcat be served best for?
I think it'd make a nice Valentine's Day dinner.
I agree.
Honey, here's your Bobcat.
Half and half. That's like a Fred Flintstone dinner. So you do like half and half dry Bobcat ribs and wet Bobcat ribs. I like it. I like it.
Last night, the Trojans fricasseed the Bobcats at the Jack Stevens Center. Nice to see, and they had two starters out, so it was a very impressive.
They're on a good little run right now.
Gus Leeper, you're my man. I haven't seen that Gus Leeper since your freshman year. The relentless Gus Leeper. Gus Leeper's that guy that, like, you used to be able to hit him in the face with an elbow, and he just keep coming at you. He ain't looking for a call. He ain't crying to the refs. He ain't even getting into it with the dude that hit him in the face. He just keeps going after that next rebound. That's my kind of guy. We need a little bit.